Meet the Administrator, Part 1. Randy Babbitt says we're embracing technology and safer for it. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to today's Aero News special feature, and thanks for the download. For many of us, one of the highlights of EAA AirVenture Oshkosh was the chance to hear new FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt tell us his thoughts on general aviation in general, and Oshkosh in particular, and engage in some Q&A with the audience. This was a long forum, so we've edited down four short features, and we'll present them now through Friday. And if you prefer not to wait, they're all available now on the website. Here's EAA Chairman and President Tom Poberesny with the introduction.
It's a wonderful turnout this morning to welcome our new administrator, Randy Babbitt. I mentioned he's our new administrator of FAA, but he's not new to aviation. He's got a long and outstanding career in aviation and brings a tremendous amount of experience to his new position. As with anything, when somebody's new in a job, they want to learn more about you, and you want to learn more about him. So at this time, let's welcome our new FAA Administrator to the podium, Randy Babbitt.
Well, good morning to everyone. It's a great pleasure to be here. It truly is. And thank you for the kind introduction. My name is Randy Babbitt. More importantly, my EAA membership number is 814406. My observation, I have been to Oshkosh before. This is, anybody who flies, this is the homeland. And I'm always amazed at the passion that's developed here. I made an observation yesterday. If it has flown, it is flying, or it's maybe gonna fly, it's probably here. And that's a wonderful thing. And when it comes to making a difference, when we talk about aviation, EAA never does anything small. Look around. There's 10,000 airplanes here. There's 500,000 visitors. And there's just absolutely nothing like it. There's no place in the world where you can tailgate underneath a 172 or an A380. The safety story in general aviation has become really a good story in the last few years, and that again speaks to the professionalism and the dedication that so many of you have exhibited in this field. The numbers of fatal accidents are down substantially, and in case anybody that thinks that's because fewer people are flying, that's not the case. The fatal accident is decreasing as steadily, and when we look at the ratios, that is not simply because we're flying less. The rates themselves are coming down, and again, that's a tribute. 9 months into the fiscal year, the GA fatal accident rate per 100,000 hours is running about 12% lower. That's a remarkable drop compared to just 2 years ago. This is a substantial change in a rate that's been improving, but not nearly at this pace over the last few years. The improvement is also visible in other trends. For example, over the past 3 years, fatal accidents in general aviation from controlled flight into terrain are down by more than half. Again, a tribute to awareness, instruction, professional flight instructors taking that cause to their students. That's how we bring these changes about. Fatal accidents in control in flight and approach and landing are down more than 20%. Fatal accidents in weather have decreased nearly 40% in the last 3 years. These are remarkable numbers. And while fatal accidents at night are down about 25%. And much of the improvement reflects major changes in the general aviation fleets. Over the past 6 years, something in the order of 8,000 to 10,000 new glass cockpit aircraft have entered the fleet. And while a comparable number of existing airplanes are also being retrofitted, that means we have a whole lot more of technology available to us, guidance, and the ability for us to maintain better spatial awareness and situational awareness. All of this with a lot of advanced technology. We add to this mix several thousand new business jets that have entered the system in the past decade or so. And virtually all of those come with glass. So the industry is embracing technology, and the good news is the pilots are learning to use the technology. But this is also a cause for vigilance. Flight hours in personal aviation are down. That's due to a couple of things I think we could point at. Fuel prices certainly had their spike. The economic downturn could be a contributing factor. But I'm going to say something that you probably intrinsically already know. You can't stay sharp if you're not up there flying regularly. And what we've got to do, if we're not getting the hours, we've got to find substitutes to maintain that sharpness, occasional extra instruction to maintain that. Because that is a key factor in maintaining your currency and proficiency.
In a moment, FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt on the dangers we face and create for ourselves on the ground. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack. New FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt is talking to an Oshkosh audience about safety in the air and on the ground.
There's other good safety news we have. This time it's on the runway. I'm pleased to say that the EAA has worked with us and really been helpful with a lot of good input on runway safety, pushing for the type of training that'll make the runways as safe as we can make them. And as you know, runway safety and the environment around the runway has become one of our primary focus. We've got to reduce the number of accidents and the number of runway incursions in this business. We are making headway. And our runway safety initiative has been significant, and it includes enhancements to runway, taxiway signage, all of the various components, the markings, the lightings, all improvements around the airport geometry. We're making changes to ATC procedures and instructions for clarity. As pilots in this audience, you know, already know, we've heightened awareness among you, any of you that get some of the online streams, posters that you see in the various offices and the fixed base operators have been terrific about putting those up for us, all of that to raise awareness. We're also introducing new technology, for example, the new runway status lights that you'll see. And in fact, we're now in the process of evaluating some low-cost runway safety systems that we can deploy into a lot of smaller airports. So it's a very broad-based initiative. And one that'll bring us, a huge step forward as we eliminate. I have to come back here in a couple of years and say we just don't have runway incursions anymore. The actual number, some of the things that we've done from the initiatives that we have put forward are bearing really good results. For example, the runway incursions are down 7% from a year ago, but the serious incursions, the A's and the B's, where they're really serious, the possibility of a collision, are down 70% from last year. More work to do, but that's a remarkable step forward. However, with that said, I'm giving you the gross rates. We still have almost 2 per day, over 70 per month. That's not acceptable. We've got to do better than that, and we will work with you. We have other initiatives, as I said, that are moving forward, but that's not an acceptable rate. We've got to move that number towards zero. And for those of us who have been flying in the system for years, these incursions aren't, you know, surprising, but they point to a lot of things that we actually have control over. We can do a lot with technology, but we can't do anything about inattentiveness. We can't do anything about casual distractions that we probably should have ignored but decided to attend to. We can do things like, if you're unfamiliar with the airport, the time to understand the airport layout and where you're going to go after you land is not on short final. Take the time to understand the airport and take the time to brief yourself. You take all the time to draw the en route process that you're going to go through. Take the time to look at those airport charts. Misunderstanding of an ATC instruction. All you have to do is say, I didn't quite get that, or say that again to me so that I understand. Simple little things that we can do, common sense that you all have, will go a long ways. We're also, when we move forward here, we have a comprehensive package of educational materials, and the best part, for all the pilots, they're free. Hard to beat that. It's a comprehensive package of educational training. We've got CDs, we've got posters, quizzes. Any of these things are available on the FAA websites, and you can get them. And I really implore you to download them and take a look at them and use them. If you're instructing, make sure your students see them. And it's again, broadening our awareness so that you can employ the techniques that a lot of people work really hard to make sure that we have understanding out there. I think the takeaway here is just simply be focused. And I think if all of us rededicate a little time and consideration to it, of how important this is, it's one of the areas that still leaves us a lot of room to make improvement.
Tomorrow, in part two of our Meet the Administrator excerpts from AirVenture, Randy Babbitt offers his take on the success of Lightsport aircraft and his expectations for the rollout of next-gen air traffic control. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.